is Sportsline on WRMJ.
He breaks free. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 5.
A weekly in-depth look at the local high school sports scene.
Touchdown, Mercer County. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Sportsline is brought to you by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business.
Get a launch of three at the gun. No good, and the Rockets have won the game. The Rockets head back to state.
614-0-RUN in Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude shoes, and Birkenstock sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine work boots.
A three at the gun is no good, and this game is over! The Tigers have won! They're going to celebrate! Purple and gold converging on the Don Morris Gymnasium floor! Unbelievable!
And by office specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales and service, phone systems, sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more.
She throws the first three in a row for Rockridge!
Now, from the WRMJ studios in downtown Aledo, here's Jim Taylor with Sportsline.
Sports on a Saturday morning here on WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor. Ty Taylor's alongside. We've been doing this since the station signed on in June of 1979. So a birthday is coming up for this great radio station. And two sports lines remaining, including today's WRMJ sports line. And we have a great conversation coming up today as we wind down the 2023-24 campaign. I did a segment with a couple people in terms of how did you become a fan, and we'll hear from Jeff Henry, a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, Chad Weeks, who grew up in Keysburg, a Buffalo Bill fan, and John Schweppe, who's an alum of this radio station. He'll talk about becoming a Minnesota Timberwolves fan. So that's our panel of guests today. We begin with, I guess, the headline is the Rockridge Rockets have won another regional championship, nine in a row for the Rockets as they head to the sectional.
Yeah, nine straight regional championships. I think maybe the more impressive streak that they have going on right now is it's that was their 24th straight postseason win for the Rockets on Friday night against Brimfield Elmwood. So to win 24 postseason games in a row is something that is really, almost hard to fathom that that's something that you can do. And it was kind of just a vintage performance for them. They gave Kendra Lewis an early lead. She threw a complete game shutout. I think she allowed three hits on the day, seven innings, four strikeouts to improve in 22 appearances for her in the IHSA playoffs, 22-0 for her career.
That's unbelievable. And I know when we, the sky is falling when they lost earlier this year in the regular season, but to me, they've proved it down the stretch. They're the team to beat. You can look at the rest of the field, but, and I know there's great teams remaining. I'm not underestimating that. I'm just saying they have the kid that has won three state titles. They give her the ball, and you got to find a way to beat her in the postseason. Nobody has yet.
Yeah, she entered last night having thrown three straight no-hitters. She gave up three hits yesterday. So basically in her last four games pitched here in her senior season, she's given up three hits across them. And that Brimfield Elmwood team yesterday was very good. Their pitcher, Sawyer Drury, is just a sophomore, had a really good year. And Rockridge got to her in the first inning, but after that she really settled in. She ended up giving up two runs over six innings. The Rockets, three doubles in the first inning after Drury also threw a no-hitter earlier in the week against Mercer County. So, like I said, the performance yesterday was just kind of like typical postseason Rockridge softball.
Now, did they have Brimfield Elmwood, did they have an opportunity to score early in that game?
They had runners at second and third, I think, in the fourth inning with two outs and didn't score. But that was really the only time they threatened. I think in the sixth inning they got a leadoff double and stranded that runner at second base as well. But yeah, the Rockets, they just, in the postseason, they just are completely a different animal. They've been there and they've done that. And to win a regional championship nine seasons in a row, I mean, it's hard to win one postseason game, and for them to have won a regional championship 9 years in a row, extremely impressive. We talk about it all the time. This year they won their eighth straight conference title. just got their ninth straight regional. They're going to go for their eighth straight sectional here next week in Peoria. Just really, really, I mean, like Coach Nelson said about Kendra Lewis last night, he was on our broadcast. He did a great job. You know, it's like video game numbers, and it's her individually, but the program too. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. In four seasons, they've lost three games. I mean.
Yeah. So the sectional complex, how does that break down next week then?
So Rock Ridge will play IVC, and then it's Riverdale taking on St. Bede. So, and St. Bede's the defending 1A state champions.
Also, there's the potential for a track west sectional title game then next week at Eastside Center. That's where the...
No, it's at Louisville Slugger.
Louisville Slugger Complex. All right, so they play on the artificial turf. So, yeah, the beat continues for the Rock Ridge softball program. Was that the first time Coach Nelson was back in Edgington to see the Rockets?
He was there Wednesday for the Mercer County Brimfield Elmwood game, but I think it was the third Rock Ridge game he has seen. But I think it was the first home game that he was at.
And it's probably against the rules. He can't say if he was recruiting anybody or anything like that. Or
I don't think he. I mean, I think he was there just watching the game. Yeah. You know, I mean,
as an he
was broadcasting the game too. He did a great job. He was really, really good. Yeah. And he knows a thing or two about softball,
yeah,
I guess.
I think so. And then, you know, so segueing from softball today is the baseball regional title. We talked about it last weekend that baseball is crazy in terms of how things align pitching-wise. And I was thinking today as I look at kind of the regional championships in baseball. Could you imagine if it like played out that way in high school basketball,
crazy.
The seeds? Because usually in basketball, I mean, there are some rare years where maybe there's a three or a four or maybe even a five, but most years it's one, two, three, or four subsectional seeds that are playing at the sectional. Very rare is it those six, seven, eight, nine span. Yeah. Look at the sectional within the sectional complex that Rock Ridge feeds into. There aren't too many. Is there a one seed left in that sectional complex?
No. So here are the two subsectionals that feed into the sectional in Chillicothe next week. The four regional championship games are, of course, 8th-seeded Rock Ridge against 6th-seeded Monmouth-Roseville, 5th-seeded Illini West against 9th-seeded Macomb, 4th-seeded Peoria Notre Dame against 7th-seeded Canton, and then the only regional championship game of those four regional titles that advance into the IVC sectional that features the top seed from the regional is 2nd-seeded IVC playing 3rd-seeded Hall. So, yeah, outside of that, I mean, there's only one regional here where the top seed is playing in it, and that's also – and there's just two regionals where the 2nd seed in the regional is playing for it. So – a lot of upsets early in the postseason path, and, you know, baseball is just one of those sports where it just kind of seems like you got to get hot at the right time.
That's crazy. Well, and then if you're talking about you're a 5, 6, or 7 seed, you're basically all those teams have had to play three games this week. I mean, that's the other bananas thing. And then I think it's unique because IVC and Chillicothe, they have lights, so they're going the setup with a doubleheader on Wednesday in the sectional semifinals, which I think is kind of interesting because it gives all those schools feeding in basically an extra day to get ready for that. And, you know, those pitching limitations and how they come to play. Now, is the sectional baseball then, will the title game be on Saturday?
Yes.
So that's that would be a good setup for the top seeds if they can get there because you're going basically Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, so the Rock Ridge, Monmouth Roseville regional winner, they play the five seed versus the 9 seed.
Illini West or Macomb.
Crazy, man.
I know it. It is unbelievable. And Rock Ridge, I mean, you know, they kind of struggled throughout the season, especially early on, but have really kind of found their groove here late. I know they got Carson DeCarroll back then. Initially, I don't think they thought he was going to be able to come back and pitch this season, but he has, and he's been
putting up zeros.
Yeah, really good. I 3-0, a 1.33 ERA on the year. I think he's going to make his 8th appearance today. And outside of like Aiden Tirana's at Terrar, I think he has probably the best numbers of any pitcher around, just a sophomore. And he pitched against Monmouth Roseville earlier in the season. The Rockets actually swept them 3-0 and 4-1 DeCarroll's line against Monmouth Rosa was a complete game shutout back in April. 7 innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts, 0 runs.
Well, and here's the great thing I'll say about this game today. You know, this is how baseball should be played. So it's a 1 o'clock first pitch. You have sunny skies, temperatures 80s today for high school baseball. Much far different feel. Don't get me wrong, Rock Ridge and Monmouth Roseville has always been a good rivalry in any sport. But it's tough in baseball when you're playing in March or April and the weather stinks and nobody wants to go to the games as fans. But today should be a beautiful day for baseball and a good atmosphere because I think Rock Ridge will travel well today and so will Monmouth Roseville. And it should be a fun day of baseball in baseball weather.
It's too bad, though, that that game is in Princeton. I mean, Rock Ridge and Monmouth Rose will both having to go all the
way
to Princeton.
They should have moved it to Orion or Joel Brunswold Complex where.
Anywhere closer because it's just, I mean, that's a long trip for both schools to make to play each other when you're, you know.
Now, and I'll say this too, you have to feel, I mean, I feel, you have to feel bad for Girard Baseball because I thought they were lined up for a special run. And it, but baseball is one of those weird things. And I remember when Cody Adams was a senior at Girard, who was a top Major League Baseball draft pick, and they ran into Seth Harden at Rock Ridge, who pitched the game of his life, and they beat Girard. I think it was 1-0 that day or 2-1, and I thought, well, that's the Girard team that's positioned to go maybe win a state title in baseball or at least compete for it. But, you know, those things happen in this sport. That happened. And then, you know, too, the decisions that managers have to make or coaches in terms of pitching, of how you try to set up the postseason, do you throw your ace initially or do you think, hey, can I throw my number two and then save my ace for the regional championship? That's a tough call either way.
I don't think there's any right or wrong
decision. I don't either. I think, to me, I always play it, you save the ace for the championship game.
But you
can have that debate all you want after the fact.
Right, and I felt bad when I saw Schroeder lost that game. But, like, you have to credit Monmouth Roseville. I mean, twice this inning they've entered, or twice this week they've entered the seventh inning trailing.
They're the cardiac kids and, from Wharton County.
But in the seventh inning this week, they scored 3 against Mercer County. I think they scored 4 against Girard. So they've scored 7 runs in the seventh inning across 2 games this week to come back and win. So, yeah, that's a, I'm sure, like, the vibe for them right now is pretty high after, you know, obviously the win against Mercer County, but then to upset a team like Girard, who I really thought, like, had a really solid chance of getting to the state tournament this year. They've got to be feeling really good. Rock Ridge got to be feeling really good. I mean, I think it should be a very good game today between two teams who have started playing their best at the right time.
So the one other great thing I was thinking about, the only thing you can listen to on the radio in the greater Western Illinois region today in the 1 o'clock hour will be Rock Ridge versus Monmouth Roseville because our friends at WRAM WMOI with Sean Temple, they'll be broadcasting the game. And by the way, this is so funny. This is coming up later in the program today. So in the 8 o'clock hour, I recorded the segment with Jeff Henry, who grew up in Kirkwood in Warren County. And he was telling the story of how he became a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, right? And it involved Sean Temple. Well, he was kind of like afraid to say Sean Temple's name on the WMJ. So he got done. He said, I had this friend and he's all involved in radio and he gave this great, he gives the great answer. So I'm going to let him tell the story in terms of how he became a fan. But when he got done with this great answer, I'm like, dude, you can say Sean Temple's name on this radio station at WRAM, WMOI. So it'll be great to see two dueling radio stations arm-in-arm broadcasting a great high school baseball game. So I'm assuming, will Monmouth Roseville, the Steel Kids, their ace will pitch today?
I would assume he's pitching because he pitched Monday against Mercer County.
Yeah, and so again, an opportunity for the Rockets to play in the sectional baseball tourney, and of course the softball team already at the sectional. By the way, I know the girls state track meet that's finishing up today. Mercer County has 2 qualifiers, Paige Davis and then the freshman Elena Mitchell in both hurdle events, And then now it was weird because Sherrard's two-way this year, so their preliminaries were yesterday, and they're alive officially in four events, but then the Torrey Browning in the 3200, they have the, think, the fastest heat of that running today. The other events, they're in the finals?
Do you remember? Discus, it is the...
That's Shemek?
Yes, and then also the 4x400, 4x800 relays, and the pole vault with Eliza Dominic, who I think has a pretty good chance. I think she was, like, ranked third coming in, so...
Yeah, that's great for the... That's a great representation in the two-way field for the Sherrard Tigers. Then, of course, the boys' track season wraps up next week, and we have a number of local qualifiers from Mercer County and... Rock Ridge, they got several kids. I know Von Frere and Zarlatanis in the shot and discus. Caleb Kunico in the high jump. And then Jacob Freiermuth in the open 100. And I can't remember all the Mercer County
kids. They won the sectional.
Yeah,
Mercer County did, so congratulations to them. Also, I know, speaking of track and field, I think there was an IESA state champion this week from Rock Ridge, a Freiermuth.
Yeah.
I forget her first name, but I think she won the high jump, maybe?
Yeah, and Jeff Henry told me today she would be placed seated ninth right now at the Class 1A state track meet, is what he said.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to her.
Yeah, so you have that. As we wind down here with this 2023-2024 season, and I was looking, it's funny, the first official day of practice for the 2024-25 season is August the 12th. So we're already less than 3 months away from the start of the 2024-2025 high school sports season. So I don't think I buried any of the other headlines from local high school sports.
We saw Jeremy Adolphson Monday over at Monmouth Roseville. Week one, Mercer County plays Monmouth Roseville in football. He was excited for that. Monmouth Roseville gets to host that game over there. And then, yeah, we saw Sean Temple over at that game too. So it's the second time in a week I'm going to be hanging out with him. I think they're going to have separate tables for us, though. We're outside at Princeton, even though there's a big press box.
Oh, okay. Well, and then Jeremy Adolphson, his era, when he said he would have been a 95 graduate, maybe, of Aledo, somewhere around there. So he would have played that was a big rivalry when I first got to Aledo. Monmouth, prior consolidation against Aledo. And Monmouth, they were coached by Warren Dobry, and they'd always run the midline veer in. People from Aledo would always get mad because back in those days they had that big like train whistle or horn, and they'd always, you know, after a touchdown it just would blare, and they would throttle a lot of teams, and people would always get mad about that when they're down there. But they had an NFL player in that era that was a recruit by Illinois by the name of J.P. Machado back in the early 1990s, and I was talking to Coach Chuck Grant about that at a junior high volleyball tournament not too long ago. And speaking of Chuck Grant, so Monmouth Roseville basketball will have a new head boys basketball coach next season as Jake Soto steps aside.
Yep. Yeah, I saw he also had to step aside from being the boys golf coach. I believe it was like some sort of job commitment that he's unable to continue coaching. So that's too bad. Coach Soto is awesome and always fun to work with. Great to work with, too. And I thought he did a great job. So it's too bad for Monmouth Roseville.
Yeah, and I think was it three seasons?
Three seasons, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who gets that job,
You
know, moving forward, because there's always a lot of interest. I'm not going to argue what type of town that is, if it's a basketball town or whatever, but there's some deep roots in both basketball and football in that community. But their baseball team is playing for a big game today over at Princeton, a 1 o'clock first pitch. Our airtime around 12:30, I'm assuming.
Yes, around 12:30, and I'm by myself today.
All right, and then, well, and the one thing, though, about postseason baseball, and especially when you get to regional championship, the flow is much better, and then the vibe is a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
And to be quite honest, you would be better served being outside today because you can hear the ambiance of the fan, of the crowd.
I'm just worried about the equipment.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing about the sun.
Because we did a game up there last year, you did, right?
Yep, that was Sherrard and Princeton. That was a great game, too. 3-2 the score was, I think. But, yeah, that's the only thing. I would prefer being outside, honestly, because you're closer to the like plate and everything. But I just don't like the – I'd be great if it was cloudy and, like, 70 degrees. That's when I want to be outside.
See,
the equipment doesn't get
flat. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Or rained on.
And that's what I always think that's weird about – spring sports. Now, this is just from a media standpoint that I always think get kind of shortchanged compared to the traditional you know, winter and fall sports where, you know, in postseasons, now this is just like a dumb thing where you're speaking from a media standpoint, but coaches get to partake in this too when you talk about like hospitality rooms and stuff like that, and just they make it a bigger deal in postseason and winter sports and fall sports, I think. Not so much, they don't do it that way in spring sports, but I know logistics are a little bit different. And the other thing that's so funny about spring sports to me is I hear now, this is, I'm talking about the exception and not the rule, you know, is they charge at postseason games for baseball and softball. In most schools, I think with the exception of Alleman, they don't charge a gate for mm-hmm. regular season. I believe, in my opinion, they should charge a gate at baseball and softball games in the spring, all spring sports, you know, just because it's a revenue source for schools. And then all of a sudden they do it in the postseason. And then some people, you didn't charge during the regular season. So anyway, well, that's my beef on that.
And I get why there aren't. I mean, it kind of annoys me when there isn't like a press box or table or anything, but I get it. Cause I mean,
even like programs,
right? There are programs.
They deserve. Yeah. I think. Why doesn't baseball and softball deserve that?
Right. No, I don't.
And
disagree
fans.
With you there. Right. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I've always thought. Why doesn't that happen in spring sports?
Right. I agree. But I'm excited. The postseason's really fun. Yesterday was fun. That softball game was a great game. I think it should be a really good game today between Rockridge and Monmouth Roseville and Princeton. Do you have a final score prediction for this matchup today?
I'm going to go Rockridge 6, Monmouth Roseville 1, and I think the Rockets are going to break the game open like in the sixth inning.
I'm saying 2-1 Rockridge.
2-1.
Yeah, I think it'll be a pitcher's
time of
duel.
Game, 1 minute 21, or 1 hour 21
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, that'd be fine by me. Less time for the equipment to sit in the sun.
Well, yeah, because it's supposed to be mostly sunny all day
yeah,
today.
Yeah, and like up to like around 85, which
beautiful day for baseball.
Worries me a little with the equipment, yeah, but that's okay.
Well, you got the new visor.
I know.
They bought you the new visor for the laptop, so you
right.
should be good there.
Yeah, it should be good there. I might put the mixer under the table.
Yeah.
That's what I did at the state tournament.
Probably be a good idea. Yeah. Well, it can't be as hot as it was.
No.
Because
at the
state tournament, you sit on the metal bleachers that cooks you.
That was absolutely, that was brutal. That was terrible.
Well, hopefully if the Rockets get to that juncture in the, hopefully they let you in the press box next week at the section.
Yeah, I would think they would. I mean, but.
Because they used to in the state tournament, but I don't know why they don't anymore.
Yeah, anyway.
There's always these internal battles of why.
I know.
Why can't they provide you space in a press box?
Yeah, but I don't know. I will. Hopefully, we're at least there again. It's fun going down to the state softball tournament. Oh, and who knows what the Rockets baseball program can do? They've got some magic in them so far.
Hopefully, man, if they win today, what a wild setup that's going to be next week, then, man, with the seeds that are alive. But
I know
when you look at the two teams that are playing. In the one regional title, there is a lot of baseball tradition between Ivy.